This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've got news of the World Economic Forum coming up with myself and Jane, our next segment. Big news. But first, the great Rob Dew here at InfoWars has put together a new compilation of the leftist and the globalist declaring their war on your right to self-defense. We'll post this later to man.video. Here it is. We'll be right back covering the Davos Group.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
Now is the time, like literally right now.
What are we doing?
Enough is enough.
Enough.
Enough. Enough.
Enough.
Why are you here?
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
We have to act.
To nickel and dime this, I don't know if that's going to do it. I think that we need some really drastic action here.
And don't tell me we can't have an impact on this carnage.
Who will say on this network or any other network in the next few days, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment? Oh, you can't say that. Well, why not? Why not?
Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone?
But I'm here on this floor to beg, to literally get down on my hands and knees and beg my colleagues.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
We have to have the courage to take action.
We have introduced an assault weapons ban.
I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles.
And understand the nexus between what makes for reasonable and sensible public policy.
Find a path forward here. Work with us to find a way to pass laws that make this less likely.
Look, I support all gun control legislation, not sensible gun control. We don't need the sensible stuff. We need the hardcore stuff that's going to protect ourselves and our children.
If you want a solution, stop selling AR-15s in the state of Texas. You want a solution?
A gentleman just walked up to me in his picture line. He says, I have an AR-15, and I will turn this in if it means saving the lives of our kids. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against anymore.
It'll happen again next week. There is no way to stop next week's mass murder.
Now is the time to stop the next shooting.
It's time for those who obstruct or delay or block the common sense gun laws. We need to let you know that we will not forget.
I do have thoughts and prayers, and those thoughts and prayers are to remove as many Republicans, as many people who support this evil policy this coming November.
I'm tired of hearing people. All they have to offer is thoughts and prayers.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
But the reason we have a problem right now is we've let the corporate gun lobby frame this debate. It is time that we have bold actions and a bold agenda.
Over 90% of the American people think we have to get assault weapons off the street, period. And we have to get buybacks and get them out of their basements.
Everyone up here favors an assault weapon ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations, which, by the way, would have made a huge difference. We can ban the weapons of war.
It's about ending the sales of assault weapons into our communities. Those weapons of war were designed to kill people as effectively and as efficiently as possible. They should belong on the battlefield and not in our communities.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
By the way, you can't own the following weapons, period. They cannot be sold anymore.
Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away. Don't tell them ahead of time. By the way, that's what
gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Bringing us in from the 1960s. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jay Dyer is one of the top experts reading the globalist-owned documents and books. He's about to take over here in just a few minutes. And then in 54 minutes, Owen Schroyer and the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. And obviously, you got Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central, American Journal, doing an excellent job. I got to some of the news, and I don't want to say we're distracted with this mass shooting, but we got world government unfolding, and the policies of that world government are going to kill billions of people, not hundreds of millions. And finally, folks are starting to get it. Here's a Town Hall article. Leftists are about to kill millions of people right before our eyes, and it shows the statistics and the numbers of what cutting fossil fuels off will do, and they know what they're doing. The globalists know from Agenda 20, and now Agenda 21, exactly what will happen. So incredibly important. We have footage out of Shanghai of starving crowds of people running around begging for food under ongoing lockdowns. Soviet era's deadliest economist killed millions with his terrible science. But it wasn't terrible science. It was a plan to starve and control. Biden's FDA feels the heat from Democrats and Republicans on missing baby formula, but it's not Biden. Much as I hate him, he's a puppet of the globalist. And then they talk about we're bringing in third world populations to replace everybody in lower wages. They call that racist to be against it. Doesn't matter whether you're Hispanic, white, black, Asian in America, it will lower your standard of living to do this and not help the third world. Excellent article from townhall.com. They're replacing you, black America. Very important. And they're back pushing Trump saying he hates Mexicans and that Mexicans are bad. There's no video. He didn't say it. You should be pissed at the corporate media that are the ones saying it. He said you had good people that were conservatives covering Charlottesville. You had good people on the left and you had bad people on both sides. U.S. pending home sales plunged the weakest since 2014. It goes on and on, what they're doing to our economy, the exploding inflation. This is economic war against the people of planet Earth. Jay Dyer, author, researcher, talk show host, really smart guy, is about to take over. But I'll just remind listeners, we're not sponsored by George Soros. We're not sponsored by the New World Order. We're standing up for our rights and your rights together. and we're the tip of the spear, and I thank you for your support. But I want to encourage you to get the very best high-quality supplements that will empower your life, make your immune system stronger, and keep us on the air, a 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Memorial Day special running until next Wednesday because so many of these products are about to sell out. We're going to sell out Ultimate Krill Oil, highest-grade krill oil for your heart, your cardiovascular, your brain. Incredible what it does. Look at the statistics. Despite that, we're selling you 50% off. We make like 15% on that. Fish oil, same thing, 50% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Immune Support, so good for your immune system, 60% off. Hair and Beard Support, it's really a vitamin mineral formula, 60% off. All Dr. Jones Naturals, the activated charcoal toothpaste, mouthwash, Soreless, Top Brain, Cabbage Chill, Extra Strength, Primal Youth, Rocket Rest, at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All t-shirts at cost. They're all about to sell out. We had 63,000 of them when I decided to make them all limited edition and get rid of our inventory to fund ourselves. We're down to less than 10,000 shirts. InfoWarsStore.com. Memorial Day Mega Special has arrived with double Patriot points. All right. The great Jay Dyer takes over right now from JaysAnalysis.com. Jay Dyer, thank you so much, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex. Glad to be here. It's always an honor to host the fourth hour. Today I'm going to talk about the H.G. Wells book that we've not yet covered. We've covered multiple books from Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells himself in terms of the New World Order. But there's another book that he wrote that is just as important, and it's called The Open Conspiracy. This book is aptly titled because it tells you exactly what's going on. It's sort of an eyes wide shut type of title that says, well, we're just going to do this conspiracy out in the open and it'll be like a gaslighting psyop and nobody will care or figure it out because we'll put it out there in the open. That way it won't be a conspiracy. Now, you wrote this book in 1928 and the subtitle of the book is Blueprints for World Revolution. So keep in mind that this is co-opting the idea of the liberal revolutionary tradition into the technocratic world order. We know that H.G. Wells was a crucial key propagandist connected to the Fabian Society, connected to the Royal Society. He kind of played that liberal side of the elite power structure in the British Empire as opposed to the more so-called right-wing side. Really, they were both wings of the same bird. And he begins his book by saying that we are expecting chaos and flux in the coming years. So this is, remember, written prior to World War II. He also wrote a book, Shape of Things to Come, written prior to World War II, which pretty much predicts all the elements of World War II. He was off by a few years, I think, because he actually gave a year when he thought the world wars would happen. And he says that what we're going to expect in the next coming years is chaos and disaster. He was definitely right about that because he was working with the people who essentially planned the two world wars of the 20th century. That is the power elite of the British Empire, the Anglo-American establishment, the Atlanticist power bloc. He begins his book by saying that we know from evolutionary theory that all that exists is matter and flux, pure materialism, pure flux. Again, keep in mind, what did we do? We just see the World Economic Forum luminaries say, you are all matter in motion. You have no soul. You have no free will. We're going to stamp all of that out. Again, 100% in line with the game plan of the technocrats 100 years ago. No different. So basically, we're almost 100 years, right, anniversary of this infamous book, The Open Conspiracy. And he begins his book by saying, after that, with in terms of the discussion of materialism, he says that population growth is just going nuts. That's going to be the main problem of the future. And he says that we've got to analyze the power of capitalism, monopoly capitalism he's talking about, not classic free market capitalism, but the dynastic control of the banking and industrial elite, monopoly capitalism. He says that we're going to have to realize that the power structure that is the monopoly capitalist will have to act to stop a couple big problems in the world. What are the two things, the two sort of firewalls identified by H.G. Wells that have to be gotten rid of to destroy population growth? Well, he's very candid about it. He says that the family, number one, got to get rid of nuclear families, got to get rid of extended families. Number two, nation states. He says patriotism is the first thing that has to die. You can't have people defending their history, their tradition, their heritage, their family. That's got to go away for a technocratic one world order to come into place. He says that we'll use slogans like change and progress to promote and advance the idea that the family and the nation state are inherently bad, inherently evil. They are retrograde. They are for rubes. They are for rednecks. That's for idiots. Only people who are sophisticated, city dwellers, these kinds of people, right? We all know that city-dwelling, cosmopolitan, rootless consumerism is the only way to be progressive, the only way to be forward-thinking. He says that, that when we inculcate this, he says that will be the true revolutionary idea by which we will go under the cloak of liberalism, leftism, progressivism. This open conspiracy, he says, is a he says will bring great chaos and flux in terms of these world wars, in terms of the coming years. And he says, but out of the ashes of the chaos will be born this new order. Again, what was the title of his other book very similar to this one? The New World Order. He says that out of the Cold War, he even talks about the post-Soviet state emerging as a utopian era that will be modeled on a capitalist-communist synthesis. He even says the Soviet state's a great idea. We love it. It's Bolshevik. It's the model for the world order. Don't go anywhere. This is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. Don't leave.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We were covering H.G. Wells' book, The Open Conspiracy, and his blueprint of revolution for global government. And he has said that he loved the five-year plan of Stalin and the implementation of phases of these scientific techniques and processes for toppling and restructuring government into a solidified, unified world state. Then he moves on to say that we have to understand where we've come from, how we got here. And he says that the advancements of the scientific revolution and the Enlightenment gave us Darwinism and other such philosophies, which allow us to reform everything that we think about man, man's relationship to other men, the state, society, education, history, philosophy, all of these things, and religion, importantly, he says, have to be rethunk. We have to revise. We have to revolutionize every area of life. There's nothing that can stay permanent and the same or anything that we can pass on because, you see, everything is in flux. This is a consistent refrain from other revolutionaries like Mao, like Lenin, Trotsky. Many of them talked about perpetual revolution. The revolution never ends. It's always ongoing because, for them, pure matter is all that exists. Just material, physical existence, that's all there is. And it's always in flux because we're just atoms in motion, molecules in motion. And thus, to harness that process is to steer history in a dialectical fashion towards the synthesis of the unification of all areas of life and all areas of thought. He says that our first enemy that we have to think about, and after we have these great world wars, he says, which he says will come. He says that World War One happened and that moved us towards a global government. He says, but we're going to need more giant world wars to really grasp the need for a centralized global authority to prevent the world wars. You see the logic of this. We'll inculcate chaos and then give the solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Admitting essentially that they're the ones that engineer those wars. Dr. Carol Quigley in his famous book, Tragedy and Hope, says the exact same thing. This power structure that we're talking about right here engineered those world wars to bring about a long-term goal of a global managerial technocratic government. He says that there are things that we have to eliminate. One of the things that has to be eliminated, as we said with the family and the nation state, is the notion of conservatism. Any idea of conservatism, he says, is problematic because it gives the impression that there are truths that can be passed on and handed down from one generation to the next. That we don't need to scrap all of history is something H.G. Wells says has to be gotten away with. No, we do need to scrap history, Wells says. History cannot give us truths that we pass on because everything is matter in motion. Everything is perpetual flux. That is the metaphysical doctrine of the revolutionary faith. You have to understand that revolutionary philosophy is predicated on a kind of magical, sort of mystical view that matter is in motion at all times. There's nothing permanent, nothing true. Nothing's true. Everything is relative. Everything is in motion. Everything is evolving. He says that we got to target, first and foremost, education. Education has to be completely revamped. And to do this, we have to get rid of anything, again, that relates to history and tradition. That's all bad. That's all gone inherently. Religions, he says, have to be taken over, and they have to evolve to reflect the attitude of the new world order, of the technocratic scientific elite. He says that we will have to seek some kind of amorphous, generic, universal cause that we can say is kind of an unknown god behind all the world religions. But he says that all the established religions must become means and methods of promoting a social gospel. So here you have all the way back in 1928, H.G. Wells in the fifth chapter, way ahead of anybody else, promoting the idea of liberation theology, the idea of a social gospel. Nothing to do with anything biblical or any of that. It's all about fitting the religion into the overall geopolitical strategy of a one world order. He says that the sacrifice of the individual in religion will be nothing to do with giving your life to God, Jesus, or anything like that. He says it will be turned into sacrifice for the world socialist order. So religion will still exist. You will still be asked to give up your life, bear your cross daily, but for the socialist world government, you see. Now, keep in mind, yes, he was a Marxist socialist, but he's not the typical Marxist socialist who thinks that if you've got to destroy the capitalists and you've got to destroy everything relating to the means of production and the proletariat has to take over. He didn't have that attitude. He was a much more sophisticated Marxist socialist. In fact, he would make fun of the other Marxist socialists and say that, don't you guys understand that it's the monopoly capitalists that are going to build the infrastructure that we will take over to enforce the global socialist corporate order? He says that there's a lot of steps that we're going to have to take to get to this end goal. He says that we're going to have to realize that there is no afterlife. None of that matters. All we have to do is focus on building a technocratic utopia in this world. He says that we're going to have to understand the principles of shutting down growth and austerity. And he says that religions can be a tool for this, right? You can promote through religions, fake religions, made up cults and religions. The example being the climate scam. Oh, it's, you're bad because you have property. You're bad because you drive a car. You're evil because you're, you know, taking up too much carbon when that's the basis of life on the planet. And basically, H.G. Wells, way ahead of the Club of Rome, is promoting this scam back in 1928. Says, we'll just convince everybody that they're guilty for using up too much carbon. For putting out too much carbon, using up too much oxygen, too many resources. He says that this will be achieved if we can get full spectrum dominance. When we attain full spectrum dominance, he says, the phoenix from the ashes will emerge as what he calls the, quote, new world order. He says that a lot of things, though, you will have to die on the way. It's unfortunate, but things like countless millions of people, or perhaps even billions, he says, will have to die. But it's not a big deal because, unfortunately, the world is far overpopulated, he says. And the global conflicts and wars that are coming, he says, will be, a great contributor to mass depopulation efforts. So he says, but it's not that they're dying in vain. They're actually all dying for a good end, namely the erection of the global technocratic state, whittling the population down to at least, hopefully, he thinks, like others, 80, 90%. He says that maybe we can continue with religion. But he says, really, the key thing will be to convert whatever religions exist into a front for scientism, right? So the cult that really runs the religion of the world, or the many face cutout faces that they're behind, he says those are all going to be concerned with population control. So the number one goal of the fake religion that will be erected of the scientism cult will be to cull the population. That's it. That's all the religion exists to do, is to promote the world government, promote people giving up their life and their future, and basically accepting sterility and or euthanasia for the global cult, for the technocracy. But notice that he does say it's a cult. He says that our inner core, the inner elite, the inner party that Orwell talked about, they won't actually believe this or be subject to it. There will be an outer fake religion that they will have, that they will promote to the masses, convincing them to accept austerity, giving up.
InfoWars has made history.
You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Analysis. We are working our way through the very important admissions from the elite text by H.G. Wells, the open conspiracy. What are we to do with our lives? Well, you may not know what to do with your life. Maybe you're looking for a purpose-driven life. H.G. Wells has a purpose for you. And in fact, his purpose is you can just die for the New World Order. Just lay down, euthanize yourself, sterilize yourself at the least, and maybe you'll have a cause to die for. Now, in this very important chapter about scientific world commonwealth that he's talking about erecting, that's the chapter is about the scientific world government. He says, first thing we're going to have to do is we're going to have to curtail breeding. Okay, we're going to have total control of who breeds, when they breed, how much they breed. Everything about breeding is controlled. He says that we will even control all of the pleasure impulses to the extent that in the future, basically nobody will be able to have kids. That's more or less what he goes with. And he says that all you idiot Marxists out there, you ideological driven Marxists, he says that you guys don't even understand that it's really the monopoly capitalists that are going to lead the way to erect the society that will make everybody a consumable or dispensable unit, the quantification principle. He says, so just let the monopoly capitalist erect the global government. He says, and then all we have to do is take it over when they build it. He says, this will ultimately be the means of population control. He seems to also have a foresight into predicting what we might call smart cities, right? He says that we'll have these kinds of corporate cities in the future. There'll be, you know, AI runs space cities. He says that we'll have a central world economy. It will be completely and totally centrally planned. So anything that you ever heard about the problems of central planning, you know, H.G. Wells doesn't believe that at all, right? Any of the critiques that you hear about the Federal Reserve, no. All of that needs to be all the more enforced, according to Wells. We need a complete tracking, tracing, credit-based system. He basically anticipates a kind of social credit system 100 years ago. He then goes on to say that this will be a managerial technocratic society. Remember last week's discussion when we were talking about the Miles Copeland CIA operative history, his whole account of what he was up to in first Syria and then Egypt and all his dealings with Nasser and what he was trying to put in place there in Egypt. If you remember that, that was intended to erect an industrialized Egypt that would one day reduce drastically its population. And he said ultimately this was with the was concerned with the goal of putting in place a managerial society. And if you remember, Miles Copeland said, if you want to understand what we're up to in these countries, he says, go read who? CFR, Bertrand Russell, and James Burnham, The Managerial Society. Well, what do you know? Exact same thing here. So do you understand, for all the people that are skeptical, for people that don't think this is real, they laugh at this. It's so funny. Even though it's all literally rolling out every day, there's a new development every day. The World Economic Forum, which is meeting right now, which just said all of this again in the last 2 or 3 days. By the way, I just did a whole talk about this, just covering these clips over on my Rockfin channel. Go to my YouTube channel. I've been covering for the last several years the Davos World Economic Forum. So, in fact, I dug up one of my old videos from 5 years ago covering World Economic Forum in Davos and their speeches back then and what they were planning. I was talking 5 years ago specifically saying the World Economic Forum will roll this kind of stuff out and we need to pay attention to them. I just posted that video. Go watch it. H.G. Wells says that conservatism and conservative movements are really the only thing we have to worry about because they're the only ones, he says, that will potentially figure out what we are up to. Imagine that. There's not a conspiracy. Oh, but wait, there is. But if you talk about it, you're a bigot. Oh, but if you don't like it, you're bad because it does exist, even though it didn't exist. Last year? It doesn't exist. But no, yeah, it exists, but you're bad if you disagree with it. But I thought it didn't exist. No, it exists, but it's good. Oh, okay. That's called gaslighting. By the way, this is really important. I forgot about this part. He says, in the Scientific World Commonwealth chapter, he says that when we have this in place, he says, you won't go where you want to go. He says that every bit of your movement will be controlled. You're going to be on lockdown. Lockdown? Your movement will be on lockdown. What were the last 2 years about? Training is prepping us that we can't go where we want to go. Our movements have to be on lockdown. We have to have government passes and passports and Gavi, vaccine stamps and whatnot. We got to get Bill Gates' tramp stamp to travel to another country, right? Well, I'm not going to be Bill Gates' tramp. So you're not going to tramp stamp me with some stupid ID that Bill Gates has cooked up. But H.G. Wells said 100 years ago that this would be the plan, that they would roll this out. Socialized world banking he says, will create a central bank bureau of intelligence. That's a banker's running the intelligence, telling you where you can and can't go. Well, that sounds like social. That sounds like tracking and tracing in terms of everything that COVID was about, doesn't it? He says, then you have to understand that your private property will be done away with. Oh, what did Klaus just say in the last 5 years over and over and over? You will have nothing and you will be happy. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. H.G. Wells said it 100 years ago. Do you see? It's a coordinated plan. It's the same plan. And it's not a bunch of communists in Moscow. It's the top wealthiest people in the West that run this. They're the same people behind this guy. Remember, monopoly capitalists, billionaires, zillionaires, not always, but typically, they love communism. They love it because it's a trick, a technique to steal especially middle-class people's wealth or upper-class people or the wealthy that are not the top 0.001%. Communism, socialism are techniques, scientific strategies and techniques to destroy societies, consolidate their wealth, and transfer it offshore to specific interests that are involved in that inner core of promoting socialism and communism. And even many communists and socialists over the years have come to understand and realize that. Your private property will be done away with, he says, in the technocratic state. And he says that this is the essence of the New World Order. Now, at this time, Marxism was still a hot topic. People were still really into the idea of world revolution and classical, you could say, what's called classic Marxism. And H.G. Wells, just like Bertrand Russell and all of his Royal Society cohorts, says that there's a great experiment going on right now. It's called the Russian Revolution. It is a scientific experiment in scientific technocratic governance. Are you familiar with Dostoevsky's novel called Demons? Did you know that in that novel, Dostoevsky predicted the socialist communist revolutionaries and their mass death and chaos? There's a character who's the socialist demonically possessed individual in the book who says that the revolution will come about on the top of a mountain of 100 million skulls. And that was written years before, right, the Bolshevik Revolution. Now, how did Dostoevsky know this? Well, I think that he kind of had a, you could almost say, a quasi-prophetic inspiration, right, to understand and to warn people what was coming. And we see the arts oftentimes warning people. What did I just cover recently here on the Fourth Hour? It was C.S. Lewis's Space Trilogy, Tolkien's Lord of the Rings Trilogy. Those are prophetic warnings. And if you get really deep into the parallels between those two trilogies, you know that there's intentional messages, there's intentional things put in there where we were being warned. In fact, I just dug up the other day that Tolkien himself was trained by British intelligence in cryptography. That was something that was declassified not too long ago. The London Telegraph has a whole paper on that, whole write-up on that. And what that shows us is that, no, you see, that's why Tolkien understood what was really going on. No, he really understood the big geopolitical plan. He was really putting that stuff into his novels, especially the Silmarillion too, because all of that is about an allegory of the Christian system and the final battle, right? Battling the great beast system, the Eye of Sauron. That's what Tolkien was writing about, and that's what C.S. Lewis was writing about. And they knew what these people were up to. That's who they're writing about, these people. Don't you understand that? They understood from within the system, just like George Orwell did, Eric Blair, what the socialists and the technocrats really have planned. This is the Alex Jones Show, Dungle.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Now, we are working our way through the infamous globalist text that just lays it all out in actually a pretty short number of pages. It's about 150 pages, so if you want an easy, quick, to-the-point read, I highly recommend reading The Open Conspiracy by H.G. Wells. Of course, if you don't have time to do that, one of the things I do is I lecture through all these books for you. I'm the nerd that does your homework. You can go to my website, you can go to my YouTube channel, and you can find playlists where I lecture through. I think we're about up to 50, maybe even almost 60 now, writings of the elite, including many white papers, documents, all in public domain, by the way. All of these are public documents, public writings by very powerful men, very infamous, influential figures, Brzezinski's, Kissinger's, Jacques Attali's, right? These kind of geopolitical stage people out there, well known. They all write everything that they're up to in their books. And I think that that's what, you know, people who are just uneducated on this, that don't really know what's going on, they don't realize that, you know, if you were to be in an international relations program in a college at the graduate PhD level, you would be exposed to a lot of these writings. You would be exposed to Kissinger. You would be exposed to Brzezinski's writings. And all this would be really pretty easy to find, pretty accessible. And nowadays with the Internet, I mean, it should be even more easy to verify. It should take about 5 minutes to find out if this is really a book by H.G. Wells and who H.G. Wells was, right? Just do a little bit of Googling. You could easily find this out, right? So we're kind of at a point where it's inexcusable, I think, to be ignorant of this. We're reaching that point where it's like, if people aren't awake by now, they're probably not going to wake up, right? But we do have a significant portion of the population awake. So never give up, always continue to try. But back to H.G. Wells, you know, I was talking about Tolkien and Lewis, and if we remember, both of them were familiar with H.G. Wells. I think Lewis would sometimes go to a kind of a writer circle, not necessarily the Inklings, but there was a separate circle of writers and people that he was familiar with. A lot of the Cambridge and Oxford elite in those decades knew of each other. They knew of Huxley, and Lewis knew of H.G. Wells. Of course, they had diametrically opposed worldviews, as did Tolkien and Wells. But keep in mind that people like Wells, people like Bertrand Russell, people like the Huxleys, those are who Lewis and Tolkien are thinking about. And so they knew about books like this. They knew that these books were publicly out there, being published, stating openly what they planned to do. And so the next time you're talking to a skeptic and they say, well, I don't believe in any of this conspiracy crap, that's all made up. That is, oh, are you familiar with C.S. Lewis? Are you aware that he talks about all the same stuff? Have you heard of Tolkien's Lord of the Rings? That's actually about this. Did you know that? That's actually about this. Or by the way, the nice little owl saying eye there on the cover, maybe that helps kind of put this into perspective. H.G. Wells goes on to say that we are at war with tradition. Main thing we got to fight is tradition. He said, if you want to prove that, he says, look at flags. He says, flags are made up. Therefore, countries are made up, right? Well, that's kind of a fallacy, because if flags are made up, then the British Empire is made up, which is what he was a propagandist for. So I'm curious if he actually thought that the British, he actually probably would say that too, right? He would say, well, I don't really believe in the empire that that employs me and uses me for this technocratic end game. But eventually it will give way to the perfect technocratic order. By the way, if the New World Order came up with a flag, wouldn't that mean that the New World Order's flag is also fake? I mean, you see how easy it is to kind of refute these ideas, that if everything's just made up, then, and everything's relative, by the way, then his whole system is made up and relative. Why would we accept socialism if nothing's true? I mean, he's saying that there's not really anything true. Everything's just constantly evolving. Well, isn't it also the case then that that's evolving, that that's not objectively true? But you'll notice that they're never really concerned with being consistent. They're mainly propagandists. Remember that H.G. Wells was the Edward Bernays of his time. He was the great propagandist of his day and got it down to a scientific technique. That's why he wrote so much science fiction. Now, every now and then he would also write these kind of nonfiction books saying, here's the real plan. But if you go read my fiction books, those are all propaganda to seed the ideas, right? War of the Worlds, what's that about? Well, that's not really about aliens. I mean, it is, but it's really about the alien threat, the fear of global catastrophes and global war. We've got to have science to save us. We've got to have a scientific world government controlling body that will save us from the calamities of mankind. He says, we're going to have phases. He says, let me give you the phases. He says, the first thing we'll do is we'll roll out more and more and more class warfare. Now, remember, he's writing this back in sort of the heyday of Marxism back in the 1920s. And he says that we're going to roll out class warfare because if we can convince everybody that class warfare is the easiest path to world government, by unifying everybody against these global threats, right? So, for example, he would say that, like we saw with War of the Worlds, these global threats can destroy the human race. The idea of unbridled capitalism will destroy the human race. This is his argument. This, he says, will be a trick to convince people of world socialism as the only possible solution out of world collapse and catastrophe. He says this will give us a oligarchical global government. Remember, this is what we find in Brave New World, where you have 10 world socialist dictators. If I remember, it's been many years since I read Brave New World, but the main socialist dictator character is Mustafa Mond, and he's one of the 10 world socialist controllers. Right, so they have 10 of these over these big regions, and they represent a kind of oligarchical controlling technocratic elite class. And he says that these oligarchs eventually we'll take over this New World Order. And he says that when we've finally got enough of this in place, and enough of our men in place, he says we will flip the script, and we will put an end to the family and the nation state. The family and the nation state will be blamed for all of the world wars, all of the economic chaos and collapse. What do the World Economic Forum people say?
You have too much. There is too much resources, too much people using the resources. Unbridled capitalism is the problem. We will take over.
You say, so when they take over, they will give you the solution to the problem that they admit they've engineered. 1917, Bolshevik Revolution, according to H.G. Wells, he says, was key. He says that the Bolshevik Revolution is the model for the global illuminate confirm revolution to bring in the technocratic world order. He says, if you want to know some of the key things that we did along the way and what we'll have to do in the future, he says, first of all, is we're going to have to bring about total mechanization of all of society. Total mechanization. He says, we'll have to control all energy and resources, all flows of capital, all flows of people. He says, women will be out of the house. They will become professionals. He says, when we have done that, we will achieve Plato's Republic model. And eventually, we'll have to do away with the workers and the builders. We won't need them anymore after total mechanization. So you see how everybody's being used, right? Everybody in every strata of society, every area of society, education, religion, everybody is a tool being used by this plot. Because eventually we will end the labor class. We won't need the worker, essential workers. We won't need them anymore. We will end the labor class because mechanization will replace the need for the workers. Thus, global capitalism, monopoly capitalism, will build the infrastructure of the global world order. It will then flip after a time of chaos, collapse, and destruction. Probably what we're going through now. I don't know. Could be another 10, 20 years. This is their plan. So then it will be the new order of the ages, modeled after Bolshevism, Sovietism, and Western capitalism, combined into a great synthesis. He says that we can look at things like the Bolsheviks, he says, destroying the whole peasant working class. He says that that's something that could be used in the model, models of the future when we bring this in, when we convert the New World Order into a total technocratic order. He says in the future, the government will own you. You won't have individual liberties and rights. You'll be completely owned by the central state. And he says that we will put in place basically a bunch of psychoanalysts and psychotherapists and sociologists, right? People like Skinner and Pavlov. He says they will be the ones that really decide who lives, who dies, what your neuroses are. You'll be under a kind of psychological dictatorship of the sociologists. Doesn't this sound like a nightmare? But isn't that what we've been told with the whole CUFID narrative? You need to listen to the experts. You need to listen to the medical experts, the psyops experts. They know better than you. And he says that we'll also create a new Bible. He says there'll be a new rewritten Bible for this world socialist religion. Wow. Amazing. A new Bible, he says on page 108. Now, there's a lot more in this book. I went through most of it, but if you want to see more of that, you can go to my website. Also, support Alex here by buying the products in the InfoWars store.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.